The retail giant Amazon says it plans to buy 100,000 electric delivery vehicles from Rivian as part of a larger effort to reduce its carbon footprint. The vans will be made at Rivian's manufacturing plant at Normal, alongside thousands of other electric pickups and SUVs. WGLT's Ryan Denham has more.
Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos says the first Rivian-made vans will be delivering packages to customers in 2021. Amazon plans to have 10,000 of the new electric vehicles on the road as early as 2022. And all 100,000 vehicles on the road by 2030. Bezos made the announcement Thursday in Washington, D.C. It was one part of Amazon's pledge to be net zero carbon by 2040. It's a decade ahead of the Paris Accord's goal. Bezos says Amazon is the first signatory to the climate pledge.
That is going to be a gigantic signal to the marketplace to start inventing, developing these new technologies that these global companies will need to be able to meet this commitment.
The Rivian vans will save 4 million metric tons of carbon.
This is why we invested in Rivian. We invested $440 million in Rivian. That's part of what I'm so excited about.
Navigant Research analyst Sam Abul-Samid says the move makes sense considering Amazon is moving more and more of its logistics operation in-house. We saw that most recently with the high-profile breakup it had with FedEx. Abul-Samid says Amazon's delivery vans eat up a lot of fuel, often driving at low speeds, idling, operating in limited geographic areas with lots of stops and starts.
The vehicles are going to be more expensive up front, but compared to the fuel that's used for these types of vehicles, they'll potentially save an enormous amount of money.
Earlier this year, Amazon announced it was leading a $700 million investment in Rivian, but it was unclear then what their partnership would entail. Now we know. On Thursday, Amazon clarified that its investment in Rivian is more like $440 million. Rivian spokeswoman Amy Mast says the 100,000 van order is separate from that investment. The Amazon vans are different from Rivian's R1T pickup and R1S sport utility adventure vehicles that are aimed at the retail consumer market. Those were the ones introduced last fall at the LA Auto Show. Amy Mast says the Amazon order will not delay production of those R1 models, which starts next year. The vehicles will share many of the same components, Rivian's skateboard platform. The Amazon vans will have their own body, interior design, and suspension developed specifically for Amazon's last-mile delivery operations. The Michigan-based Rivian previously said it planned to build 20 to 25,000 vehicles in Normal in the first 2 years, then ramp up to as many as 50,000 vehicles. That's well below what Mitsubishi was making in that plant when they were at peak production. It's unclear how Thursday's announcement affects Rivian's production plans. Here's analyst Sam Abul-Samid again.
This works out great for Rivian because now they have a big commitment for vehicles from that plant. This is a plant that previously has had a production capacity of somewhere in the order of about 250,000 vehicles a year. And, you want to maximize the utilization of a factory like that to get your economies of scale. That's a big chunk of that capacity that they'll be utilizing and, potentially have the, ability to utilize the same sort of vehicle for other customers as well.
Rivian's skateboard platform opens up many lines of new business, even beyond the multi-million-dollar investments it's already seen from Amazon, Ford, and Cox Automotive. That's according to Stephanie Brinley, principal automotive analyst at IHS Market.
I do think that Amazon and Ford's interest in it suggests that there's other major companies out there that look at their model and look at what they've had the opportunity to see the vehicles, whatever due diligence they've had, and they've come away with it and said, we believe that this company has potential to be really successful.
Rivian has promised to hire 1,000 full-time workers in Normal by 2024. Today, it has around 130. That promise of jobs and maybe even other companies in the supply chain has the Bloomington Normal economy charged up after Thursday's announcement. Normal Mayor Chris Koo says he hopes that reduces the amount of suspicion some people still have about the Rivian plant and the tax breaks used to bring that company to central Illinois.
It's such great news for the community. All the talk about Illinois has got nothing to offer, Illinois is a state you should leave, you should put a dent in that kind of conversation. I mean, it's incredible news. Name another community in the Midwest, our size or slightly bigger, that shuttered an automotive plant and then have it reborn.
Koos acknowledged the nearly $1.7 billion investment in Rivian this year, coupled with the Amazon order for vans, still might not sway some. But he says a few people won't believe it till it starts happening.
There's just some dystopian attitudes in the community that it seems like they almost want it to fail.
Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council Vice President Zach Dietmeyer says the 10,000 vans Amazon needs by 2022 means more production than expected and sooner than expected.
This really increases what they'll be cranking out of the factory in Normal. It's a real advertisement that we will put out as a community to say if you would like to get involved in electric vehicle production, McLean County, Illinois is the place for you. We're going to need the workforce.
The progress the company has made this year might raise questions about whether success is happening too fast and whether there are enough available workers to build all those vehicles. Koo says he's not worried.
You know, when Mitsubishi was at full production, the employee base was regional, not local. And I think you're going to see the same thing with Rivian going forward.
Dietmeyer says the announcement may also boost inquiries from suppliers focused on commercial shipping or transportation who might want to locate near the plant. He says many of the suppliers that used to serve the Mitsubishi plant have moved along or closed.
We were hoping it would bring suppliers back, and I think we are much more confident now that those locations and new locations will be needed.
Community leaders are hopeful Rivian will spur trickle-down economic impact across the community. Dietmeyer says real estate agents are already seeing it, even with just the 130 workers now in Normal.
A lot of Rivian traffic coming into the community. So from perspective of the first half of the year being pretty hard on the new construction and even on the existing sales, we've seen a rebound here in the last couple of months, and Rivian has been the number one reason for that, we've heard.
The developer that plans to build luxury apartments in the former State Farm building in downtown Bloomington says the jobs that should stem from this Amazon order leaves them even more convinced they won't have a problem keeping its building full. Jim Haggerty is spokesperson for the Rockford-based Urban Equity Partners. He says the company already saw Bloomington Normal as a growing community.
Now you have on top of that a company that's kind of just carving out its own niche right there in the community with potentially a large group of people coming in. That can only be great for, you know, UEP, but great for Bloomington.
Haggerty says that while Rivian was not on the developer's radar initially, they see the automaker's potential to grow the community's housing demand.
It's one of those companies that will start out small, 70, maybe 80 employees, but it has a larger vision. Obviously, it's going after clientele like Amazon. I don't know if you can get much bigger than that when it comes to what they do.
Urban Equity Partners plans to close on the purchase of the State Farm building next month. For now, hiring continues at the Rivian plant. Among the Normal jobs posted on Rivian's website, tool and die technicians, press operator, battery manufacturing engineer, and logistics analyst. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can follow all of WGLT's reporting on Rivian, from the LA Auto Show to expert analysis to this week's breaking news, at wglt.org/Rivian.